Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Friends and family of a Boston woman police say was an innocent victim of gun violence are remembering her for dedicating her life to children. Dawn Hoffier was a volunteer at City Year and at the Boys and Girls Club, and she worked with the nonprofit school program Playworks. This morning, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has her story.
Hoffier was marching in Boston's Jouvert Parade Saturday morning at the corner of Blue Hill Avenue and Charlotte Street. Moments later, she had been shot in the head. An innocent victim, says Boston Police Chief William Gross.
One of our beautiful, productive citizens of Boston was lost to an act of senseless violence.
The 26-year-old Hoffier grew up in Brighton. After graduating from UMass Amherst, she wanted to devote herself to helping children. She went to work with City Year, the group that tries to help students in high-poverty neighborhoods succeed. From there, she went to Playworks, a national organization that seeks to improve student performance at elementary schools by stressing the importance of recess and giving children a safe place to play. Max Fripp is the group's executive director in Massachusetts.
She was amazing, and she had that rare skill of knowing how to be playful and joyful and make school this place where kids feel part of a special community, and at the same time know how to make sure kids are following rules.
Fripp says Hoffier spent every day of the school year at the Hennigan School in Jamaica Plain, ran an after-school program, and coached youth sports leagues in the evening. But where she excelled, he says, was with difficult children. Fripp remembers how Hoffier helped one student who was constantly late and getting in fights by making him a junior coach, someone who helps lead and set an example for other kids.
That's the kind of stuff that our best coaches do all the time, and that's the kind of stuff that Coach Dawn consistently did, finding opportunities to connect with teachers and families to kind of lift up kids who are struggling.
Police are still looking for clues as to who shot Hoffier. They detained three men spotted leaving the scene. Two of them were questioned and released. A third, 18-year-old Keith Williams of Dorchester, faces arraignment today on charges of possessing an illegal firearm. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.